Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
Now, Hot 102.7 has just been named as one of South Africa's fastest growing companies in a survey by Statista and News 24. Now, at a time when traditional media is under pressure, Hot has built a fiercely loyal audience, a powerful brand, and a profitable business. I'm joined now by the station's chief executive officer, Lloyd Motheray, a man who's turned a real passion for radio into a high-performance machine. So, Lloyd, good evening to you. Let's start with the secret sauce behind the incredible growth here, particularly in a tough and fragmented radio market. What is that sauce?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on the show tonight. First of all, we're really humbled and grateful for this award. And the secret sauce, well, I can't really tell you everything, but what I can tell you is that we have a clear vision that everybody here at Hot 102.7 believes in. We certainly don't compromise on our DNA, and we're consistent in our on-air product. I think it's an overall happy feel, if I had to put it into a sentence, which is projected here in the building and obviously through that microphone every day on Hot. Radio, for me, has always been about an energy. It's about a feeling. You listen to us because, one, it makes you feel good, and most importantly, it's the people at Hot that we have here who are incredibly passionate and love what we do every day. We don't pretend to be everything to everybody, and I think that's part of the secret sauce. We super serve our market. I always use the Coke analogy when I speak about this, and I say Hot's like a can of Coke. Occasionally Coke changes the can, but when you open that, it's a Coke. It doesn't pretend to be a coffee or an orange juice or a beer. When you open it, it's a can. We're ultimately a lifestyle brand, and we're consistent.
So consistency, predictability, the feeling is all well and good, Lloyd, but converting that audience loyalty into commercial revenue is a different story, surely.
Yeah, Jeremy, you know, Hot's an upper SEM station. In fact, we have the highest SEM in South Africa. 84% of Hot's total audience in the socioeconomic measurement of 7 to 10. We have access to a market with a high disposable income. Who trust our brand more than anything. And the advertisers want access to this affluent market of over 680,000 listeners, which we have, who consume us. They consume us on a daily basis, where they go to radio station for music, for news, for sustainable CSI projects, and of course, world-class presenters. I think Hot's more than just a station. We've created a tribe of common interest and changed the media landscape over the few years which we've been broadcasting. We're hands-on. We're able to action things immediately with no red tape. I keep saying that, you know, Hot should always be like a speedboat. We're certainly not a tanker that takes us a long time to turn things around. And we deliver a strong ROI. I think that keeps attracting and growing listeners and advertisers.
Lloyd, throughout the world, radio and the revenue model, though, is changing. From a broader industry perspective, how do you see that paradigm changing?
I think budgets are not increasing, and we've seen this over the number of years. Clients are looking for strong and measurable return on investment, quick turnaround, flexibility, 360-degree solution, including digital components. Jeremy, gone are the days of cookie-cutter radio placing campaigns in boxes. Clients are looking for campaigns that break the mold, most importantly, deliver ROI and deliver results. The days of just brand awareness are no longer. Clients are buying on listener engagements and response from audience, and that's what we're selling.
Digital radio, I'm glad you mentioned, or the whole digital component, it's critical. Digital audio podcasting has become a new process as far as media is concerned. How does all of that fit into your longer-term strategy then?
For me, I've always seen it as part of the same ecosystem. We have a few minutes on FM to cover content, but we extend that conversation on digital platforms for active engagements. Here at Hot, we've developed four additional streams because the research that we've done with our audience shows that there is a love for, apart from the Hot 102.7 brand, there is love for the forms of rock and Hot Easy and Hot Club, and we've just launched Hot Treffers now as well. We've developed pop-up streams, so when we have an event, we've had Sting Radio and Mike and the Mechanics Radio and Swinging Las Vegas. Our streams alone give us about 780,000 users a month. It's a big revenue driver for us. So overall, I see this as part of the same ecosystem and certainly long-term strategy for growth with the station.
And Lloyd, for any radio station these days, what do you think the biggest business difficulty or challenge is right now? Is it audience growth? Is it tech investment or something else?
I think for us in the industry, in the South African radio market context, it's the BRC data, which is the Broadcast Research Council. We're working on old data. The last piece of data was released 15 months ago, and unfortunately, that's what agencies are using. Fortunately, we started using tangible data to measure significant audience growth through things like brand map, that's tangible, streaming data, the media partnership. So my answer would be, the biggest risk or challenge to us at the moment is the BRC data.
And Lloyd, you've been in the trenches as far as this industry is concerned for a long time. So Hot 1027, now fastest growing media brand in the country. If you had to give one piece of advice to media entrepreneurs who perhaps starting out on the path that you have trodden, what would it be?
I think whether it's media or any sort of company you're trying to build as an entrepreneur, I always say, don't chase the money. Follow the passion first and the money will follow you. We have a radio academy here at Hot, and I have two rules: 90% passion, 10% I teach you, and never ever be late for a class. And so it's always been for me, Jeremy, follow the passion first.
And I was always told, always show up for the show. Lloyd Motheray, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, Hot 1027. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.